This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Our next guest is a true polymath, Teju Cole. His novel Open City won the Penn Hemingway Award, and he writes about photography in a column for the New York Times Magazine, which makes sense since he also exhibits his own photography around the world.
His new book, Blind Spot, combines all these pursuits into one publication. It's a beautiful green volume. Each page on the left contains writing related to an image on a page to the right, and each pairing is named after a location. The images are composed, but fairly mundane, no landmarks and rarely any people. When I spoke with Teju, I asked him why.
I really believe that places retain traces of the things that happen in them, that the past is not past. So one of the central conceits of the book, in a sense, is that when I'm looking at a street corner in New York, I'm not just looking at a street corner in New York in 2017. I'm looking at a place where a lot of things have been happening for a century or two. So that the photo in the book is, you turn the page, you're like, okay, that's interesting, but not much seems to be going on. And then you read the text, and it's either quite a lot happened in that space, or quite a lot is going on compositionally, or quite a lot is going on in my mind at the moment when I take the picture.
Exactly.
Or quite a lot is going on at the moment when I sit down to look at the picture long after I have taken it. So it's gesturing to the idea that there's a lot rushing under what, even what looks like there's not much going on.
Why give the text and the image equal billing? Traditionally, I think people, when they think of photography, they think of captions.
Yeah.
These don't strike me as captions at all.
They're not captions.
And they're set visually in their own place.
Absolutely. They're not captions at all. The simple reason for it is that, you know, I try to be gangster, you know? I want to say, I'm a writer, I'm a photographer, equal billing.
Yeah.
Not dabbling in writing, not, you know, doing photography in my spare time. This is my work.
So to give people an idea of how this all comes together in your book, I want to turn to page 50,
sure.
Actually. Mm-hmm. So we're in Zurich. We know that because there's the title, but that's it.
Well, you could not have told that it was Zurich. Absolutely not.
Yeah. I love this photo. It's a stencil of a kind of a gunslinging cowboy on top of a rectangle on the side of a building. And then you see also a window, and in it reflected a tree. And yet, this is an example of you just kind of thinking about Zurich and what you can see and what you can't see.
As plain as the surface is, it's a photograph that exists within a certain language in the history of photography, of seemingly banal everyday life, where a lot of the pressure is then actually on the composition.
Mm.
Okay, I don't want to take a photo of the two main cathedral bell towers in Zurich to prove to you that it's Zurich. This is just as Zurich as that would be.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm interested in that neglected angle mm-hmm. of the face of a city.
And the text alongside this photo focuses on something similar. In it, instead of just talking about the peaceful and calm Switzerland people imagine or that you imagine, you focus on their history as mercenaries for hire and how they have an arms industry.
Because of their quality control and precision work, they're very good at making weapons. And so, you know, it brings, and it's interesting you pull this one out because it brings together a lot of the concerns in the book. Like that photograph is very typical of my style. And the meditation on a placid surface that is concealing tremendous violence is very typical of what I'm trying to think about in the book.
All right. Well, I want to look at another facet of your style. Let's turn to page 296.
Okay.
And this photo is an example of another common motif in your work. It's a photograph partially of another photograph. You do this again and again.
Yeah. Shall I describe the image to
you?
Yeah,
please.
Okay. So this is at Place de la Concorde in Paris, at a corner of that plaza. At the top there, a column, maybe from Napoleonic times, mm-hmm. possibly. On the left, a crowd of people. And then in front of them, there's a building. You see the building in the distance.
Yep.
Above it, those clouds. And then right at the bottom center of the image is a sign for churros.
Oh, they're churros.
They're churros.
Uh-huh, which I didn't think of Paris.
Right,
I didn't think
but it's a street vendor selling churros.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this one of these guys in the crowd, a group of people we only see from behind, his shadow falls exactly on this sign.
So then to this, you tell a story.
I'll read it very quickly. Yeah. It's quite short. Paris. In April 1981, at Sophie Carl's request, Carl's mother hires a private detective to follow Carl around to report on her daily activities and provide photographic evidence of her life. The private detective does not know that the person he is following has paid to have herself followed. He thinks that of the three of them, himself, Carl, and Carl's mother, he knows the most about the situation. In fact, he knows the least. She leads him around Paris, showing him her favorite places. He sees only what she wants him to see.
It feels like a fable or something. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, well, one of the things I'm doing is there's a whole series of pictures in the book as where we see people from behind.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to think through different layers of that.
Like, yeah.
I'm thinking about what it means for somebody to turn away. I'm thinking about what it means for somebody to have a sort of privacy in a public space. But then I'm also thinking about when I'm looking at somebody, the back of the head or whatever, I feel as if, I have some kind of measure of control. Mm-hmm. I know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought Sophie Carl's story was a kind of like a warning. Where's my blind spot? How do I know that at that very moment, someone is not behind me taking a picture of the back of my head?
Yeah. I'm wondering while you were putting this book together, if you didn't see a pattern of where you were leading yourself or if you didn't learn some dimension of Teju and your travels.
When you're editing, you start saying, oh, wow, I sure shot a lot of ladders. Yeah. Some of it is intentional and then some of it you end up discovering. So one major, let's say, blind spot in this book is that for a book that's dealing with blindness and what you can't quite see, it has very, very few shots taken at night or in the dark.
Mm.
It's all daylight.
Yeah.
Major blind spot.
Teju Cole, his book Blind Spot is out now. And if you want to see a picture of me literally standing in Teju's blind spot,
nice.
You'll find that on Instagram, where our handle is dinnerpartydnld.